Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson.
Well, good morning, Remnant. Welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this Sunday morning, March 9th, 2025. And we're seeing winter just walk on out. We've got about another 10 days, and we'll be into spring. Praise the Lord. But we thank you for joining us here. A beautiful morning here. The sunshine had a beautiful sunrise this morning. Got to see that on the trip down from the radio ranch. And it looks like a beautiful day here. And we hope you're having a good day where you are. We hope you're prayed up. We start out here with the pistol prayer, a type of imprecatory prayer. It is. It's calling for God's wrath and God's judgment on the ungodly and for the evil to cease in the land. And we've been praying this for a while, but, you know, we see it happening more and more every day. We see more people awakening. We see more people not falling for, well, the lies, not falling for the tricks that worked before, the spells. And that's better. That's better. So we keep praying it. We hope you do too. We've got this available on a Bible bookmarker. We'd be glad to send it to you. Just ask. We'll be glad to send it to you. The pistol prayer. Hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, bales be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. Amen and amen. Well, we hope you're reading your Bible. We've got the Bible reading plan. We're going to continue to remind you of that, and I think, like I've said before, we send it out with new orders, and we're still getting a lot of prisoners coming on board, and so we send it out to them as well. But if you'd like it, it's at the website as well. But you see the first couple months there on the screen. We'd be glad to send it to you, and just ask for the Bible reading plan. And we've had some people have ordered multiples and passed them out. Want to remind you also the Dragon Slayer newsletter. It is on the presses. Hope to finish printing it tomorrow and get it in the mail. So good Lord willing, we ask for your prayers for that. And that is Volume 3, continuing on in the Spiritual Warfare series. And they've been pretty hard-hitting. We've been getting some very good responses from these last Dragon Slayer newsletters. So we thank you for your support. We thank you for your prayers in being able to continue those. And we can email it to you. We can send it to you in the mail, however you'd like. You let us know. We'll be glad to get you on that Dragon Slayer newsletter mailing list. There's no charge for it, but we'd be glad to send it to you. We'd like to start out in this morning in 2 Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9, and especially in these impatient days that we have. But it says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. And the Lord is not slow. He hears our prayers. Many times he's working on us when we're praying for things that maybe it's just not time yet. But he is not slow. What his word says will come to pass. One thing that that I see that's finally come to pass in our society today is you see the MAHA, Making America Healthy Again, maybe. But at least some things are being exposed and some things are being removed. I saw this. This has been in the news recently. Wanted to share it with you. The Red Dye Number 3 ban. It's banned in the U.S., but many foods still contain it. This was from a couple different articles just this weekend. The food coloring has been linked to thyroid cancer in rats, already banned in parts of Europe, Asia, and certain U.S. states. Red 3, also known as FD&C, red number 3, erythrocine, or red 3. And I mentioned that, I wanted to mention that because we're going to talk about it a little bit later. You have to read labels. You just have to read labels. That's what it is. When you buy food, you do, because it's not just in the red lollipops, okay, or in Doritos. So you have to take a look. But it is a synthetic dye made from petroleum, imagine that, that adds a, quote, bright cherry red color to the products it's added to. In 1990, the FDA banned red number 3 in cosmetics, but no law banned the synthetic dye from being added to numerous types of food and drinks for decades to come. So, 1990, it was determined to be so bad it couldn't be in cosmetics, in makeup for women. But it's okay in the food since then. It's insanity. Had a graphic here, just a few of the pictures, and, you know, looking through it, and I understand, and I think Jason even mentioned it, that, you know, his children had said, well, we don't eat that kind of stuff, and we don't either, okay? But it's just good to put it out there because it is in all types of stuff. And again, preaching to the crowd here, you probably aren't buying a lot of Skittles and Pop-Tarts, but, you know, it's in the Nesquik strawberry milk and just in all types of cookies and mints and finally, it's on the way out. So finally, effective January 27, it's banned in the United States for food. And it's one of, I thought this was interesting, this article said it, you know, it's one of a handful of synthetic colors that have become something of a symbol of all that is wrong with the American food system and the ultra-processed foods that dominate it. And I thought that that was a very accurate quote. It is. It's symbolic, but it does represent this mess that the American food system and the American diet is in. Putting it aside, rest of the colors remain legal, and they're used in just many other things. Lots of artificial colors and flavors and things used. Again, you have to read the ingredient list when you go to do it. I saw this PepsiCo. Finally, snack makers. This was big headlines just this last week. Snack makers finally removing fake colors from processed foods. And I show you this picture here, this Ruffles Flamin' Hot. And the article in it talked about how, well, people won't think a chip is real hot and spicy if it's not red and orange. Maybe that's just the flesh of the American people. But they're removing fake colors. PepsiCo talked about it. They have what's called the Simply brand, and they market it as free of artificial flavors and dyes. Been around, for a dozen years, but now having its moment. And again, that's what PepsiCo puts out. They're embracing. Oh, yeah, we've been doing this right here. This one infinitesimal tiny bit that we're doing. They've still got all the artificial dyes, flavors, colors, and everything else they put out. So again, read the labels. It's as simple as that. That's something that we've been doing for years. We hope you're doing it as well. But for those that haven't really woken up yet to this, they're getting shaken out of their slumber a little bit. And hopefully there's more and more that are doing just that, reading labels and not buying that junk that might cause thyroid cancer in rats, is what the studies show. Anyway, Amos 5 came to mind. Amos 5, 14 and 15, it says, seek good, not evil, that you may live. Boy, there's enough of a quote right there. Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you. When you seek good and not evil. Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you, just as you say he is. Hate evil. Love good. Maintain justice in the courts. Now that is the word that became flesh. Okay? We have to remember that. That is the word. That's the word that became flesh. Brother Zach always reminds us of that. We got a new message from him today that's just fantastic. And he talks about it there as well. That's the the word that became flesh. Hate evil. Hate. God says, hate evil. Love good and seek justice in the courts. That's what we are to be doing. We haven't always seen that in our land. Oh, the land was founded that way. This country was founded that way. Well, I'm going to share a couple quotes with you and a couple scriptures that I think that there's been a shift. I know there's been a shift. You've seen it. I've seen it. Whether we acknowledge it or not, many of the ungodly don't, because they don't want the shift. They don't want to change. But I remember Pastor preaching on, you know, it's the spiritual well-being or unwell-being of the people is what eventually determines the leadership in the land. And I think that that right now that maybe that's what's going on. It is. But we've seen a change in leadership, and I think we're seeing a change in the spirit of the land. Now, which way that flows, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't have it all figured out. But there are some positives, some things that are better. And I just wanted to share a couple with you. Starting in Jeremiah 1:5, you know, Jeremiah, a great prophetic message, but it starts out, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Now, that is not just for Jeremiah. That was not God's word just to Jeremiah, okay? But it is his word, that word that became flesh, for all of us, right? That he knew us before he formed us in our mother's womb. Got a quote here from President Trump, and this was actually during his first tenure as president, and his quote was, all children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God. Born and unborn. And I pulled this. I remember hearing this. I remember seeing it. And so there's an acknowledgement. There's a declaration. And it's certainly different than the declaration that women's health care, which is just another term for abortion, for killing babies, shall be in all the states, that we've heard from the previous leadership. So to me, this is better. This is better. Is it perfection? No. Is it Christ's kingdom here on earth? Not yet. Not yet, but it's better. It's better. How about this other verse in Psalms? Let's take a look in Psalm. Psalm 139:14. Psalm 139:14 says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and I know this very well. And we are fearfully and wonderfully made. If you think about, you know, parents, if you've seen your children from when they're first born, whether they're like some that you could hold in the palm of your hand and now are thriving teenagers, or whether they're those 8 or 9 pounders that are born that just grow and grow and grow and grow. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And just like the scripture says, and we know it. And we know it. All of creation declares his glory. All of it does. Marvelous are your works, O Lord. Absolutely. Well, here's another quote. This one a little more recent. Just from, well, this past week. And maybe you heard it. I think it was one of the best quotes of the whole speech. And he said, our president said, to every child in America is that you are perfect, exactly the way God made you. And, of course, this was in the coming against the insanity of the transgenderism. And basically saying, listen, this is what the leader of the nation says. He agrees with this word right here that says God made you perfect just the way he made you. You don't need to change anything. And so there's an acknowledgement there, and not just an acknowledgement that this is what he believes, but in putting it out, to having a voice to the American people, to the leadership, and to the world. And that's what he chooses to put out. Now, he's not any more perfect than you or I am. And he doesn't have it all figured out any more than you or I do. But I am pleased. I am makes me as a Christian, well, it's pleasing. It is. That we have a leadership that is leading in this direction. One more scripture verse here along these lines. How about Proverbs 3:6? Gotta love the Proverbs. Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. In all your ways acknowledge him. Lord, thank you for the beautiful sunrise this morning. Thank you. I thanked him this morning for a safe trip down. Sometimes the roads can be kind of treacherous, but just in all your ways acknowledge him, right? And he'll make your path straight. He's a lamp unto our feet. He takes care of things. Oh, maybe things aren't perfect. No, perilous times are upon us. But what happens when we acknowledge him? And you can go to Romans 1. I didn't put a slide together, but Romans 1 says they did not acknowledge him. And all hell broke loose, you might say. Well, here's the last quote I've got for you from President Trump this morning. And this was right after he turned his head and got shot in the ear instead of right through his head. And later on, he said it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. So see, there's an acknowledgement. An acknowledgement. And when you compare that, you know, the Bible's full of contrast. And that's a contrast to what we've had for so long before. What we've seen, the insanity in this land, and the acceptance of the insanity of not acknowledging God. We do want to remind you of our network website, sfawbn.com. Tons of information there, the broadcast schedule, archives, and the newswire. Lots happening there, changes daily. And so if you've got current events or breaking news happening in your neck of the woods, you can email Jason at jason@sfaw.org, and we'll do our best to get it up there on the network website to share with the remnant. And we encourage you, remnant, to visit there. And you can send people there as well. You can share that that website, and there's just lots of information there. Well, spring is right around the corner. It ain't far away. Ecclesiastes 3:1, a good reminder. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. Now, we don't always understand it. We understand the seasons change. And a time to every purpose under heaven. Why things happen, I don't know. I don't always know. But we can trust in him that he puts it together. Busy time. Springtime is a busy time biblically. And it's a busy time in the world right now. We have a full lunar eclipse coming this week that should be visible with clear weather to the entire United States. This was a picture from the previous. We end up with they call it the blood moon because the way the light shines on it, you know, and I got a little graphic here I'll share with you. But lunar eclipse, March 13th and 14th. Should begin about midnight Eastern time. I think it's going to take about an hour to get full. That'll be about 11 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Pacific. That's coming up March 13th. And today's the 9th, so that's just this week. So just wanted to remind you, if you stay up late, by all means take a look. And then this next little was just a graphic that I saw that kind of shows what happens when you have a lunar eclipse. And it's, you know, it's with in the orbits when the Earth comes directly between the sun and the moon. And it's got all the umbra names and all that there. But to where the light just, you don't get a lot of light on the moon. And it does give that blood red. That's, they say, because of the dust in the Earth and the way the light fractures through and all that. But anyway, March 13th coming up, a lunar eclipse, kind of interesting. You know, just a couple weeks ago, we had seven planets lined up almost in a line in that we could see in the sky. That was pretty impressive. We had a pretty good show of that there in Wyoming. Also, the end of the solar year. So the 91st days are coming up, March 18th and 19th, coming up pretty soon. It's the end of the 2024 solar year. So there's a 2 day that go together that kind of start to match things up. And if you'd like more information on the 91st days, we have the 91st days packet, some writings from Pastor Peters and things like that. We'd be glad to send it to you. And then the 20th of March, starting the new solar year, 14 days later is Passover, and that'll be April 2nd. So just a little reminder, those dates are in the Bible reading plan, the calendar. They're also on the big wall calendar that we sent out to all those that supported us last year and to all those that have ordered it. And so just a quick reminder there. And so, you know, with springtime, I saw this quote from Ben Franklin. I thought I'd share it because I think it applies. It's not a Bible quote. It's not a scripture. But I think it's common sense. I think it applies. And the quote from Ben Franklin is, "By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail." And I think it's good if we think about that sometimes. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. And you know, we don't want to fail. We don't want to, especially we don't want to do things that cause us to fail in anything, right? We should read the word to be aware of what's going on in the land so we're not caught unprepared, so we don't fail in our life. We talk about it all the time, to train up our children, and that's kind of part of what Brother Zach is going to be talking about today. And we are to provide for our family, for our loved ones. But we have to prepare for that. Those things don't just happen. We have to make good choices and prepare for those things, right? And springtime, in the physical, it's about time to start preparing for our gardens, right? Preparing the gardens, getting them ready. You can't wait till it's time to plant. You have to prepare them beforehand. Now's the time to be preparing for summer. You don't wait till summer. You go ahead and start preparing now, and then in the summertime, we're preparing for winter. And I put these in that, you know, we should be preparing for possibly a tough year of 2025. The economy, it's still pretty tough. Food, who knows? The enemy's giving warnings out. There's global issues that are going on. The enemies of God are raging today. And so we're aware of those things. But, you know, I think also we need to be preparing for Christ's return. Just being ready. It's just like our life. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow, right? Death comes for all men, right? All men are appointed once to die, and then comes judgment. So all you can do is be ready. Be prepared, right? Prepare for that. Be ready to meet your God. Now, Brother Paul mentions it on coffee. You know, hey, I'm not ready. I'd rather it not be today, but if it is, we're to be ready. We are to prepare for it whenever that comes. And I see the clock. We're all but out of time. And my last scripture this morning, Luke 12, verse 35 says, "Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning." Be ready. Be ready. Well, Remnant, thanks. Thanks for joining us this morning. This almost the end of winter, this March 9th. Stay tuned. Got a great message by Pastor Peters, a timeless pulpit message coming up. And then, like I said, a new message by Brother Zach. I know you're going to enjoy it. Thanks again, and God bless.
His ring. They said, "Oh no, I'll not deny my faith. Close your eyes, you'll hear them sing. My Lord is Jesus. that a night has set me free. Though you take my life, you'll never, never take my liberty. Can you see them marching to their deaths, their babies in their arms, as the lion's roar flames burn hot? They fear no earthly harm, given one last chance to recant. They said so humbly, O King, I can't deny my Jesus. You see, he gave his all. Jesus there. As we're flirting with worldly ways, are we burdened down with cares? When asked to say that Caesar's Lord, or kiss the Pontiff's ring, will we stand with all the saints of old, with heads held high and sing, or prison.